This is Akashvani. The news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu today laid the foundation stones for different projects, including three railway projects worth 6,294 crore rupees in North Odisha, connecting Kendujhar and Mayurbhanj districts. She also initiated projects for a tribal research and development center and a 52 crore rupee 100-bed hospital and development project for upgrading Dantapos airstrip at Rerangpur in her home district, Mayurbhanj. The new railway lines are Bangriposi to Guru Mahisini and Badam Pahar to Kendujhargarh and Budamara to Chakulia. The new rail lines are expected to greatly enhance connectivity, stimulate economic growth and improve the living standards in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is committed to improve connectivity across the country. In a social media post today, he said that the approval of the Rithala-Kundli corridor under the fourth phase of Delhi Metro will make commuting between Delhi and Haryana easier. Yesterday, the cabinet approved the corridor under the Delhi Metro Phase 4 project, which is scheduled to be completed in the next 4 years. Lauding the cabinet's decision to open 85 new Kendriya Vidyalayas or KVs across the country, Prime Minister Modi said that this is a big decision taken by the government to make school education as accessible as possible. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually address the BAPS Karyakar Swarn Mahotsav, the Golden Jubilee celebrations of BAPS volunteers this evening. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, along with state cabinet ministers, will also be present for the Golden Anniversary celebration at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Our correspondent reports that the event will facilitate the service of 1 lakh BAPS volunteers from across the globe. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the second pre-budget consultation with various farmer associations and leading agricultural economists in connection with the forthcoming Union Budget 2025-26 in New Delhi. The meeting was also attended by Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, Finance Secretary Deepam and Secretary Department of Economic Affairs. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today said the electric vehicle industry in India will be a sector which is expected to generate about 4 crore jobs by 2030. The minister was addressing a workshop on management of fire accidents in electric vehicles at the National Fire Service College under the Union Home Ministry in Nagpur today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar highlighted the far-reaching implications of regional instability on Indian interests during a panel discussion at the Doha Forum 2024, which opened today in Qatar. Speaking at the Conflict Mediation in a New Era panel alongside Qatar's Prime Minister and Norway's Foreign Minister, Dr. S. Jayashankar emphasized how seemingly distant conflicts directly impact India's economic and security interests. He detailed that approximately 500,000 Indians reside in the Mediterranean countries, with bilateral trade valued at $80 billion, while the Gulf region hosts 10 million Indians and maintains trade relations worth $180 billion. India has advised its nationals to avoid all travel to Syria until further notification in view of the prevailing situation in the West Asian nation. In an advisory, the External Affairs Ministry has asked Indians currently in Syria to remain in touch with the Indian Embassy in Damascus for updates. The embassy's emergency helpline number is +96 399 335 8573 and email ID is hoc.damascus@mea.gov.in. In cricket, India were 66 for 3 in their second innings against host Australia on day 2 of the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Adelaide Oval when reports last came in. The visitors trailed by 91 runs. Earlier, hosts were all out for 337 runs in their first innings, posting a lead of 157 runs. India are leading the five-match series 1-0 after their convincing 295-run win against Australia in the first test at Perth. And that is the end of this news bulletin.